Hello, listeners. This is Sarah Safransky, editor of ITO America. Today, I will be speaking with Praveen Chopra, the CIO and Supply Chain Officer for Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, a non-for-profit organization with more than 500,000 patient visits annually. It is one of the largest clinical care providers for children in the country. Praveen has been working at Children's since 2005 and originally served as the hospital's chief supply chain officer. He was promoted to his current role in 2006. His responsibilities currently include strategic planning and operational excellence, including quality of care. Thank you for joining me, Praveen. As a children's hospital, you were an early adopter of an EMR system. Did this prevent any unique challenges, especially considering that many of the systems are designed with patients of all ages in mind?
Yes. As I reflect back on the decision that we made to implement an integrated EMR, as an early adopter, it presented us with three unique challenges. Number one was that in a children's hospital, you have to take care of a newborn to an 18-year-old. So the content, the clinical content, which is very specific to these patients to provide the care, is unique. And being an early adopter, there was no precedence for us to follow. So we had to work closely with Epic and other peer hospitals to develop the right content, clinical content to take care of the patient. Number two is we were moving from a point solution mode to an integrated way of looking at the patient care. So moving from an event-centric mode to a patient-centric mode, and we had to think differently about it. So it was a big change for us. And number three is we had to agree upon a standard way of providing care across multiple subspecialty. It required for us to bring various physician stakeholders together to agree on a standard way of caring for the patient. And the great example is development of order sets and how do you agree on some basic framework across subspecialty to provide care.
Okay, great. And another challenge that a lot of hospitals face is, of course, funding for a project like this. How did you ensure corporate buy-in for the system, considering that they are very expensive?
We are very fortunate in the sense that the decision to go with an integrated EMR was a top-down decision. What does that mean? We knew 6 years back that healthcare will be changing in a very, very fundamental way. And secondly, we knew that we have to provide the best care for the patient. And more importantly, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta is viewed as a community asset, and it is expected from us that not only do we provide the best care for the kids in the hospital system, but also provide a good stewardship to other physicians in the state of Georgia. With that said, there was an imperative for us to move towards an electronic medical record. And once we made the decision, we looked at various vendors out there, and as an organization, we made the commitment that this will be done and appropriate funds were allocated for us to bring this to reality.
Great. And what strategies did you use to implement the EMR system? Was it a slow process, or is it something you did all at once?
So I always say that implementing an EMR is more than a system implementation. What we had to step back and see, are we implementing a system or are we going through a change? And we agreed that it is a big change for the organization. And once we made that decision, we looked at every other thing that we need to accomplish as a part of our organizational strategy. And based on that thing, we said, we want to move on an aggressive path. But we don't want to do everything in 1 year because it forces us not to do other strategically important things. So we actually used a very aggressive 4-year plan, a 4-to-5-year plan, to implement an inpatient EMR system in a very phased manner, recognizing the change that we have to manage.
And how did you train the doctors on the system, given their busy schedules?
You know, it is always very interesting because doctors and other clinicians are a very precious resource. You would want them to spend most of the time providing direct care for the patient. But we also knew that electronic medical record is really going to be very important, not only to provide great clinical care, but to improve the experience for the patient as well as for the physicians. So it was like a tool that will become the part and parcel of how the care is provided. And we had to, we knew that physician involvement is key. So one of the principles I always believe in is that the best way to manage the change is to involve the people who are impacted by the change in making or developing a solution and making a decision. That's exactly what we did. So we created a governance model within the organization with a combination of physician-focused governance as well as administrator-focused governance. And especially in the physician governance model, we involved them in the process. We got a buy-in from them as to what the end game is and what needs to get done, and asked them to come with the options for us to proceed forward. And I think that making that decision was really, really important. For example, we have a Epic Physician Oversight Group where we had a representative from each of the subspecialists who is going to take lead in defining the order sets for that subspecialty. So by using that process, we got the buy-in from the physician in designing the processes upfront. And secondly, we also involved physician in making sure that our implementations are successful. And one of the policy decisions we made as an organization is to make training a mandatory thing. We knew that based on our studies that once a physician goes to the training, they will be much more effective in providing the care using the tools versus when they are not going to the training. And we made it mandatory policy decision with the help of physician cabinets and physician board that it is a must-have. And I think it paid us in spades. There was a lot of resistance in the beginning for not attending the training, but I think we made a very good call, a bold call, and we are reaping the rewards now.
That's great that you were able to involve the doctors like that, and you've already fully implemented an inpatient EMR system. So what are your goals for the use of the system in 2010?
So one of the key things, and actually two important areas we need to focus in 2010, number one is meaningful use. As a part of healthcare reform, meaningful use has become kind of an industry language of demonstrating the use of electronic medical record that we have. So we are now focused on making sure that we provide or demonstrate the meaningful use of the electronic medical system record system that we have. And the key things are to support meaningful use are: how do you improve the quality of care? How do you reduce the cost of care? How do you improve the coordination of care? And how do you engage the patients and the physicians more into the care process? And we are well on track towards demonstrating meaningful use. And number two, we also felt that inpatient EMR is only the first leg of the journey. We have to expand this functionality and make it available to our physician partners outside of the hospital system. So we are also focused on implementing our ambulatory electronic medical record starting in this year.
Great. And do you have any advice for children's hospital CIOs who may be considering an EMR system?
One of the key things I would tell my peers and friends out there is, number one, electronic medical record is a fundamental change in how we can provide the care for the physician and how can we improve the experience of the patient and the physicians and the providers. Number two, it's not about putting a system in place. It's not about implementing a system. It is about a change management It's not about activities anymore. It is about a process change. And it is not about a tool, but it is all about how do you use tool to provide the care, and how do you use the information that you capture to demonstrate the quality of care that you provide.
I was just speaking with Praveen Chopra, CIO and Supply Chain Officer at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Thank you for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
This interview is part of ITO America's Thought Leadership Series, an ongoing project that features one-on-one interviews with innovative thought leaders from top organizations across America. To download today's podcast, go to our website, www.itoamerica.com.